You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Thank President. You.
And so it was done today. We have a new president, Joe Biden, sworn in as our 46th president. There's no sense debating the last election at this point. If you think that still makes good conversation, go ahead, but it's over. We do need to be prepared and know where we're going for the future. And of course, Trump was not there today for the inauguration. He left earlier aboard Marine One, then from Air Force One, from Joint Base Andrews, going to Florida. And I'm going to let you hear some of his remarks in a few moments. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris now sworn in. Harris making history as the first female, first black, first South Asian vice president as she took her oath of office from Justice Sotomayor.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So there you have Kamala Harris now sworn in as a vice president, as I said, by Justice Sotomayor. By the way, the justice suffers from diabetes. She's had to be extremely careful. She did appear publicly for Ruth Bader Ginsburg Memorial with a mask and a face shield. Most of the justices have been working in chambers during the pandemic. And also present today, of course, you had Chief Justice John Roberts administer the oath to President Biden. Supreme Court Justices Alito, Thomas, Breyer did not attend today's inauguration, again, because of public health risk associated by the pandemic. We have new leadership in the White House. We have Democrats controlling the House of Congress, of the House itself. And at this point, a split in the Senate, if everyone holds to the initial behind their name, be it an R or a D. And with that oath of office, Vice President Harris will be the one to cast a deciding vote if there's any dispute that needs to be decided from a joint decision. Harris, of course, coming forward as one of those who originally challenging Biden and basically called him a person who aligns with segregationists, as he had in the past, and giving them a wink, wink, nod, nod, but she was willing to put that aside now. Also accusing that those women who accused Biden of molesting or closing into their space, she agreed with them, but now it's all over. She's now VP. But I remind you, she did not sign on to be VP. She signed on to be president. We'll take a break and come back and hear some parting words from President Trump.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
And we're down, we go, go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, as I leave the White House, I have been reflecting on the dangers that threaten the priceless inheritance we all share. As the world's most powerful nation, America faces constant threats and challenges from abroad. But the greatest danger we face is a loss of confidence in ourselves, a loss of confidence in our national greatness. A nation is only as strong as its spirit. We are only as dynamic as our pride. We are only as vibrant as the faith that beats in the hearts of our people. No nation can long thrive that loses faith in its own values, history, and heroes. For these are the very sources of our unity and our vitality.
Those are the words of President Trump in prepared statements before he boarded Marine Chopper 1 to leave the White House. He had some additional statements before boarding Air Force 1 for the flight to Florida. And talking about that the challenge ahead of us is to keep our nation secure, that we've got to continue to make that first and foremost. We're already seeing reaction around the world for Biden coming in, and the praise upon praise is coming from the Palestinian president, coming from Iran, who is anxious to get their nuclear program fully on track, from China, who again thinks Biden will do nothing more than hit them with a wet noodle, as the Obama administration did. North Korea already acknowledging it's going to accelerate its nuclear abilities, capability, and I'm talking about not to improve their nation, but for war. That is against the backdrop that we have Biden coming in. Every world leader that hates America, hates Americans, And I would tell you, Vice President Harris, that includes you and other Democrats. They are anxious to get this administration rolling and get things they want back on the table. And Biden and many on the left are willing, more than willing, to submit to them. Here's part of newly sworn in Biden's remarks.
This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Risen to the challenge. The reference of the crucible, of course, does apply to the nation as a whole, but we are made up of so many different nations that have come here legally, immigrants, maybe in your own family history. Maybe others you know, and that's part of what we are. We always have been, but it's been legal immigration that we have supported, and we will continue. But this new administration is already signaling that we're willing to ignore our borders. You won't be able to tell where the U.S. ends and Mexico begins. The northern border, you probably still will, because Canada has no intention of giving and abandoning their southern border. And I look at how the left media is already treating Trump's departure. One of them, in an opinion piece from CNN and NNN, saying Trump departs Washington a pariah as his era in power ends. A pariah. Officially described as an outcast. An outcast. Does he leave as an outcast for many Americans? I doubt it. And he's already indicated in some of his remarks that we're not done. The movement's going to stay alive and wait for us to come back. And I'll get into that in more detail. But Trump, in one of his remarks, also said, I still have my allegiance to Americans.
Above all, we have reasserted the sacred idea that in America, the government answers to the people. Our guiding light, our North Star, our unwavering conviction has been that we are here to serve the noble, everyday citizens of America. Our allegiance is not to the special interests, corporations, or global entities. It's to our children, our citizens, and to our nation itself.
Now, of course, all of those who push the Russian collusion story, and as you heard yesterday, I played part of Hillary Clinton's podcast, where she's talking to Nancy Pelosi, saying that we want to continue to persecute and prosecute Donald Trump because of relationship possibly with Putin, while at the same time absolutely ignoring that among those standing there today for Joe Biden's inauguration was Hunter Biden, who has obviously had ties to China and monies from China and Ukraine and other monies that really have some question marks around them. Do you think you will see any resolution of those, anyone actually looking into it? Do you believe that the left is going to continue to just push on this impeach Trump? We've already done it. Now get him before the Senate and hold a trial and convict him. Do they really want to spend their opening time and capital on that as they did when we had the COVID began to hit our shores? And yet they will tell you constantly that Biden is the one who will set things straight and make things better, reference COVID. I've yet to hear Biden now say, okay, Trump is gone, forget moving forward in the Senate. And the remarks of Mitch McConnell yesterday, now laying some of the blame for the riot at the Capitol at the feet of Donald Trump, suggests he may well end up deciding, yeah, let's go ahead and convict Trump. He hasn't indicated by specific words, but I fear that could happen. And what good is that going to accomplish at this point? Well, it's again to be used as a weapon, not against Trump and him coming back, but against you and anyone out there that plans on trying to hold to what we value in this country. No, the biggest thing Biden is looking at right now is that one of my first priorities is a 100-day masking challenge. That's going to be an executive order. Mask and social distancing in all federal buildings, on all federal land, and by federal employees and contractors, and on airlines, transits, and transit systems traveling between the states. He's saying, at this time, I cannot tell the state and local officials what to do, but we will urge them to do so. Many states have, and of course, for the most part, they are the blue states. And for the most part, like California, they're also the ones with the worst cases, despite all of that. And of course, Biden continues to say Trump did not do what he should have in dealing with COVID. They're absolutely ignoring that the Trump administration did push pharmaceutical companies to get busy and quickly fast-track vaccines. We have not one, not two, but three different vaccines. And yet we still have many saying we're going to continue to lock our country down. Are you hurting because of that, by the way? Have you lost your job? Has your business closed down? Have you lost your business? Are you on the verge of losing your house because you can't make payments? Are you on the verge of losing anything you had? Are you depleting whatever savings you had because you cannot go to work? Too many places are still shut down. Now, if you're going to believe what the left is going to do, they're going to rush in and dump more money that supposedly will help you. But it's still not going to be enough. We've already got members on the left saying everybody needs a $2,000 check per month. $2,000 a month. You want to do the quick math for me? Let me see. 2 times 12, that'd be $24,000. Am I wrong? For not doing anything. And putting more people on the government teat and therefore squelching private enterprise, which is just fine for the leftists who want to see us move to socialism. And the censorship that's still in place. Facebook still has no plans to lift Donald Trump's suspension, even though he's left the White House. Facebook doesn't, and supposedly Twitter has said that suspension remains in place indefinitely. Do you see any conciliation? Do you see anybody saying we are actually going to try to reunite the country? Well, we heard Biden say that today. He did say that. But I don't know who he's talking to. His own choir doesn't really buy the story because they're bent, hell-bent on revenge and punishment. But Biden says, I'm here to serve the will of the people.
Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious, democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed.
We had to learn again that democracy is frail and fragile. Is anyone listening to my voice that thought democracy was not frail, fragile, must be fought for, has been fought for and paid for with American blood? To those on the left, for many cases, they don't really care that much about democracy. They'll applaud Biden and his remarks about how frail it is, but they already have plans to destroy it even more so. San Francisco Chronicle not holding back on all of its praise for Kamala Harris as VP, praising her in her rise to power as a counterpoint to insurrection. And, of course, they're pointing out reference to Capitol Hill movement, the assault and the riot at the Capitol the other day. Those who carried that out, aside from maybe being prosecuted, as you should be, especially if you were involved in any damage, looting, threatening legislators, but for the rest of them who were in the Capitol just kind of moving along, they were just kind of calling the mob violence, not really doing anything. They probably sincerely regret that they were in there because they know it's going to be a nuclear weapon that the Dems, the left, will use against all Republicans and conservatives going forward. And Harris and those who supported her and wanted her to be president anyway are just looking for the right timing. I would be very interested. I don't know if Vegas has put up the odds, but I'd like to know if there is an odds number posted on the over-under number of days that Biden's allowed to stay before Harris and Pelosi enact the 25th Amendment against him. And don't forget, we got members of Congress wanting to expel other members. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-501-9096. 800-501-9096. 800-501-9096. That's 800-501-9096.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-2014. That's 800-700-2014. Or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Work, school, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, the gym, to the airport to pick up loved ones, to the kids' soccer games, piano lessons, out for movie night, to hear your favorite band in the city, over to grandma and grandpa's house, and on last year's amazing road trip. Your vehicle takes you so many places. Protect it. When you leave your vehicle, remember to always take your keys or key fob with you and lock the doors. If you suspect auto theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
KXEN, St. Louis.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen the rain?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I have demanded the resignations of Senators Ted Cruz, Senators Josh Hawley, Majority Leader, Republican Majority, or rather Republican Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, along with many others, because this is not just about political opinion or partisanship. This was about the abandonment of our sworn oath.
Yeah, that's AOC saying it's not about political partisanship. Yes, it is. She's still pushing to expel Senators Cruz and Hawley and go after McCarthy because they dared challenge the Electoral College votes as they were turned in. And Maxine Waters, Congresswoman from California, her statement, Trump and congressional Republicans continue to display disdain for the Constitution. This is when it was still underway. By challenging the Electoral College vote count while the world watches in horror, today some Republicans in the House and Senate will make a mockery of our democracy in their attempts to undo the will of the people. And Congresswoman Waters continued, each member who moves forward with this ploy will be remembered for their willingness to subvert democracy. Oh, my God. So that's why AOC says we should expel them. And Congresswoman Waters says they're all trying to subvert democracy. Did she have a brain fart? Did she forget that she, joining with Boxer of California, Raskin of Maryland, Jackson Lee of Texas, and others, McGovern of Massachusetts, does she forget that they and others, January 2017, when the Electoral College votes came forward for Trump, does she forget that every one of them objected to the votes for Trump? Yes, they did. They challenged more states than the Republicans did this time. And they were perfectly in their right to make the challenge if they wanted. No one said they were being subversive. That was part of their challenge. It's debated, put aside, and Trump was put in office. But the very fact that Republicans would dare do that same tactic this time around makes them subversives. I mentioned a moment ago, I'd really like to know if Vegas has posted any odds on the over-under of how long Biden will stay in office before he's kicked out either by the 25th Amendment or whatever they try to choose, which they will. Well, Quentin, my director, came forward and said, take a look at this. It's a sports betting site, and it has on there proposition, question, will Joe Biden leave office via impeachment? Yes odds, plus 600. No odds, minus 1,500. Next question, will Joe Biden complete his first term as president? Yes odds, minus 200. No odds, 150. So you look at these, that will he leave by impeachment? The yes odds look pretty solid, but are not that big when you get down to it. But will he even complete his first term? Well, again, if you're voting yes, you're minus 200 on your odds, and no, you're at a plus 150. If you don't do sports betting, a lot of that probably is a bunch of numbers you don't follow. But the bottom line is you are going to see more of this action. And I truly have a question about how long Biden will stay. And, of course, the mainstream media has been absolutely giddy today. As I said, they've already called him on CNN Trump's departure, he left as a pariah, a detested person, lonely, abandoned. No one likes him. They are going to be in for a very rude shock moving forward. Let's get into that good part of the story when we continue, because you will enjoy it. Trump is gone, and yet, not so much.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
There he is, the 45th President of the United States and First Lady Melania Trump waving goodbye to the country. He leaves with the lowest approval ratings of any president after one term in the history of scientific polling.
Melania Trump also leaving with the lowest approval rating of any First Lady in the history of polling, which is a remarkable thing.
Oh, my gosh, they're just so... they're so disgusting. So glad we got them out of town. The mainstream media is, they're absolutely giddy right now. And we're going to see if they give an extended honeymoon to Biden and Harris. And I will tell you right now, yes, they will. They're already on the move for it. And, of course, it also involves continuing to attack Trump. And CNN and NNN, which Jake Tapper the other day and a defensive statement saying that people who want lies go to other networks. People who want truth come to CNN and NNN. Let me give you the truth. When Cooper says Trump is leaving with the worst approval rating ever, that's referenced only one poll, one. The Pew Research Center this month did a survey in the aftermath of the attacks on Capitol Hill and showed that Trump is on his way out with the same approval rating as his last Republican predecessor, 29%. That was one, 29%. Now, if Cooper had said, well, according to the Pew Research Center, he's leaving with the lowest or tied with the lowest ratings ever, but he didn't do that. He just wants to throw it out there, throw it into the mix, because I'm sure you'll just believe them, right? The Federalist, Tristan Justice, said Trump is set to leave office with a higher approval rating than George W. Bush. Well, how can both be true? Well, because she is looking at not just the Pew Research Center report, which Cooper was referring to, just didn't bother quoting it and stating the source, but the Real Clear Politics aggregate of polls. A combination of all the polls, Trump is leaving with a nearly 40% approval rating overall. And Bush in the aggregate had just under 30%. So when they tell you, and they want you to believe Trump is a pariah and he's leaving with the worst polls ever, it ain't right. But don't let the facts interfere with a good story if you can just push it by. And the public will eat it up. That's why this program and others like it are going to make sure we do hold them accountable for you. I've said it repeatedly. I think maybe some folks are thinking I'm just trying to beat my own chest. I'm talking about all conservative talk. Yes, I'm partial to this one. Why not? But this kind of program, be it for me or another host, is going to be more important going forward in the next 4 years than the last four, because we're going to have to battle kind of spewing mouth that Cooper put out there, and it will not be challenged. And then pretty soon, it will be the state-controlled media. I've been saying that. I had someone on my Facebook account or Twitter account come up and say, actually, Larry, it'll probably be the media will be subjected to the government as opposed to, you know, that the media, he's trying to say, is actually going to control the government. The government would do what the media tells them to. I'm not denying that that could happen as well, but I think right now those in charge, they're going to hold to their, they're going to hold on. They're not going to give up anything. Now that they've got that Oval Office and one house of Congress and just have a controlling vote in a tie in the Senate. But today, in his acceptance speech, Biden says we're all one nation.
So now, on this hallowed ground, where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries.
I told you they're going to take that Capitol riot and they're going to beat you over the head with it forever, as long as they can. And you will be cowered, many of you, into silence and just not say anything, biding your time, waiting for the next election, and then hopefully preparing that it's going to be done fully validated versus this last time around. Trump, in his statements of leaving the White House, he also referred to the Capitol riot. But when you hear Trump speak, he's basically saying similar to what Biden is in the sense of what he thinks of those who carried out that action on that hallowed ground.
All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny.
Do you expect the mainstream media to repeat that statement by Trump? Don't hold your breath. They will use Biden's remark about that attack on our hallowed ground and how vile and vicious it was, and we are now going to set things straight. But they're never going to give Trump credit for calling it out as well. He did it previously before this last statement. The other day, in advance of the inauguration, he issued a statement clarifying and stating and restating, violence is not what we're about. You're not a supporter of mine if you resort to violence. Stated it over and over. Did you see it repeated anywhere on mainstream media? Let me answer it for you. If you did, but you blinked, you missed it. And, of course, AOC and the others on the left rank who are very close to Kamala, the VP, closer to her than they are Biden by far, wants to continue to make that an issue.
What we saw last week was not just a violent coup attempt, but we also saw a dereliction of duty and a betrayal of our country and a betrayal of the oath that we swear. This was about the abandonment of our sworn oath for what? For personal ambition? For greater loyalty to a base?
Is that not what the Dems are doing on a constant basis? They've always been doing that. But again today, in his inauguration speech, Biden says this is a time for healing.
This is a great nation. We are good people. And over the centuries, through storm and strife, in peace and in war, we've come so far. But we still have far to go. We'll press forward with speed and urgency, for we have much to do in this winter of peril and significant possibilities. Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
That's a good statement. But against that statement, you've got folks like Michael Moore, left-wing documentary filmmaker, and his reaction to Trump leaving, saying he just left the White House for good. We the people have evicted him. Trial, conviction, imprisonment. That's the way Michael Moore sees it going forward to go after Trump. And some of the Hollywood elite already stating F Trump, F his family, F anyone who chose to work with him, F every single Trump voter. There is no peace in the land beyond what Biden said. That's it. Across the land, they will look to destroy, attack, get revenge, and silence you and strike fear in you. Well, Trump had some additional remarks today.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Our communities will flourish. Our people will be prosperous. Our traditions will be cherished. Our faith will be strong. And our future will be brighter than ever before.
The movement continues. That is a Paul Revere ride sounding the alarm for other Americans. And then Trump also took time to acknowledge those he's seen along the parade routes.
As I think back on the past 4 years, one image rises in my mind above all others. Whenever I traveled all along the motorcade route, there were thousands and thousands of people. They came out with their families so that they could stand as we passed and proudly wave our great American flag. It never failed to deeply move me. I knew that they did not just come out to show their support of me. They came out to show me their support and love for our country.
That's a very powerful statement. Don't expect to see it on the mainstream media. But I wanted to make sure you heard it. And when it comes to this future movement, when Trump says the movement's going to continue, I want you to hear a few more remarks. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Run, run, run with a railroad when their backs are turned. Run, run, run with a railroad when their backs are turned.
Run, run, run with a railroad.
Get out of their sight.
When the engine turns, then you gotta move on and you
gotta move on and I
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What has always allowed America to prevail and triumph over the great challenges of the past has been an unyielding and unashamed conviction in the nobility of our country and its unique purpose in history. We must never lose this conviction. We must never forsake our belief in America. We restored American strength at home and American leadership abroad. The world respects us again. Please don't lose that respect.
That is a critical point. The world does respect us. They did not respect us during the Obama years. We basically did whatever they wanted. China got more control. Iran doing what it's wanted. Got the deal it wanted out of Obama. Only after they got what they wanted did they sign off on anything. And Trump is trying to remind you, do not give up what we've achieved. Well, of course, what he achieved is contrary to what some of the left want, because they want more socialism and closer to communism to transform America. Today, before boarding Air Force One, Trump again said, "We are not done.
I will always fight for you. I will be watching. I will be listening. And I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular. Goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form." So have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, there you go. That was the kind of thing they did not want to hear on the left. As I said, it's the Paul Revere ride, saying the leftists are coming. Keep your powder dry. Be ready. We'll be back in some form. Now, Biden in his clothes today tried to say we're going to be good with me at the helm.
My fellow Americans, I close the day where I began, with a sacred oath. Before God and all of you, I give you my word. I will always level with you. I will defend the Constitution. I'll defend our democracy. I'll defend America. May God bless America, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, America.
I'm very glad to hear that remark from Biden. God bless America. Has somebody on the left not told him we don't want to praise God anymore? Has anyone told him? Someone explaining to the leftists why 200,000 U.S. flags were flapping in the breeze today when they've denounced the flag, disgraced the flag, and anyone associated with it? That probably had to be kind of a mixed feeling for them. They go, okay, we're getting ready to see Kamala Harris become president. Well, I mean vice president. Then we got to put up with Joe first, and then we got to stand there and stomach all of those flags flapping in the breeze. That is not a statement blanketly indicting all Democrats, because I believe a majority of them actually share the values of this country. But their party's been hijacked. The guy that now sits in the Oval Office was the one who had in the past had said, as a Catholic, I cannot go against the Hyde Amendment. I have to support Hyde Amendment shutting down federal dollars for abortions. That didn't get him elected. He never could become president like that. This time around, to get universal appeal among leftists and others, he said, well, yeah, maybe the Hyde Amendment isn't all that we thought it is. We're going to see the attacks increase on any efforts to curtail or put more restrictions on abortions. We're going to see additional attacks on your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights. Everything is in play. Everything you hold valuable and dear is in play. Andrew, boots on the ground in Chicago, wrote and said, my guess, the media now needs to marginalize the 74-plus million Americans who voted for Trump. He said, there's still a lot of us who either believe the election was stolen or know for a fact some major election shenanigans took place. He is right. And whether or not you accept the election or not, it is over. We have to move forward. We got to make sure the next election is fully proper. But more importantly, as Trump said earlier, what we've got facing us moving forward, what we've got ahead of us, in the process, we need to make sure we protect something that he brought back to our nation to be that beacon on the hill for others to see.
We restored American strength at home and American leadership abroad. The world respects us again. Please don't lose that respect.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.